Straw Hut Media.
Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to my podcast, You Are Not Alone. My name is spiritual medium Erica Gabriel. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and happy, happy, happy new year. Happy new year. Here we go. 2021. Bye, 2020. See you later. We'll never forget you, but we're happy to leave you. We're ready. It's the new year, and I just wanted to bring you a little New Year's nugget. So everyone has been asking me, you know, what is 2021 going to bring? What will it bring? Will it be better than 2021? What's going to happen? And people have asked me that throughout my career as a spiritual medium. And you guys know I am not, I'm not really in the business of trying to predict the future, right? So I know some mediums and psychics do big world predictions. And I really haven't done that. I do vibration predictions, vibe predictions. But truly, my interest lies in you, your spirit, your heart, your connection to the divine, and really furthering that needle along more so than trying to tell you exactly when you're going to get the vaccine or something. You know what I mean? So much of what I do is about connecting you with your own spiritual team, your own spiritual vibration, your own spiritual understanding. And even if I do that by telling you about mine, then it creates this opportunity for you to use me as a mirror and reflect on your own spiritual path or beliefs or journey. Some people have heard me talk and heard my whole vibe and been like, that is nothing I believe in. This is opposite of me. I'm into blank. And I'm like, sweet, I serve my purpose because it helped you reaffirm or reconnect with what you feel or believe, right? So my intention is never to be like, look at what I'm doing. Y'all need to do this too because I have it right. That makes me laugh just saying that because that's ridiculous. But I love to use my journey, my path, and what I've learned as an example and bring that forward to you guys and, you know, take what you want. Ditch what you don't. It's all good. And I'm so happy to be connecting with you guys through this podcast. Hey, if you listen to this podcast, by the way, follow me on Instagram at Spiritual Medium Erica. I have a ton of content on there and lots of good stuff. And it's a really, really positive community. I've never had like any really negative people come on there. So come and join me on there. But here for New Year's, you know, again, I didn't want to do one of these predictions like here's when the virus is over. Here's what's happening with this. Here's what's happening with that. I didn't even ask my guides those things. I don't go in that way, right? I go in with connection and I wait for inspiration and I wait for my guides to kind of bring something to me. That I'm like, yeah, right. Oh yeah. Like it just starts resonating and I start to feel this kind of like my cup runneth over and I want to share it with you guys. So connecting in with my guides, and I did ask them about this year a little bit. I didn't ask for dates and details like in that kind of psychic prediction way, but I did ask them about this year and, they showed me someone climbing a mountain. I was like, okay. What does that mean? Is that me? And they're like, put your ego aside, girl. Come on, focus. So that's what I'm working on. But yeah, so the idea is I saw someone going up a mountain and I asked them, why are you showing me that? And they said, because slow and steady wins the race. And because each day as you climb and as you move forward, you're getting closer. So as long as you're not sliding back down the mountain and you're moving forward, this is progress. This is wonderful. This is good. And I said, but so many people don't know what's at the top of the mountain and it's creating anxiety, are better things ahead. And then they took me up to the top of the mountain and it was beautiful and there was a clearing and it was an incredible view. And I said, so is everything going to be incredible for everyone? And then they said, you have to remember experience and life is like, think of a diamond, like a brilliant cut diamond with just tons and tons and tons of endless facets. And so much of that view or the top of the mountain is going to be what facet you focus on. So 2021 is like a choose your own adventure ride, right? Do you want to focus on the fact that it's really cold at the top of the mountain? Do you want to focus on the fact that you forgot your camera? Do you want to focus on the fact, you know, there's all kinds of facets and millions of things you can think of when you get up there? Or do you want to breathe and tap into your gratitude and enjoy the view? I don't know. There's all kinds of things. So much of 2021 is choose your own adventure. How are you going to look at things? How is it going to look to you? So I thought that was really beautiful, and I took it, and I was like, okay, thank you. But also, can you tell me when I'm getting the vaccine? No, I'm just kidding. But so much of it is going to be how we're viewing things, and this is going to, you know, be a slow rebuild, right? Slow rebuild in many ways. So I thought that was really interesting. And then the other thing that my guides brought me forward to think about in this year to come is it always is, they said, it always is. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, it always is. I'm like, what always is? And they're like, everything that you've ever wanted always is. God always is. Because of everything we've been through this year, God wasn't like, you know what, I'm going to go take a little mini vacation. Peace out. Good luck. Bye. Right? God doesn't work that way. God always is. So when you felt your best on your best day, you felt amazing and happy and elated and just, oh my gosh, this is the best day. And you thought of God, you're like, yes, thank you, God. I love you. Yes. Woo. Yes, God. And that feeling and that God is the same exact God on your worst day. God is not tempestuous. God doesn't give love and take it away. God isn't mad at you. It's not like that. God is. God is an ever-existing presence that you relate to or tap into in all different ways, and you can do that whenever you want. And so my guides were saying for 2021, everything is. Love is. God is. Happiness is. Abundance is. Joy is. Peace is. All of those things. Everything is still with us. It's not lost. And so much is going to be how we're connecting with things and how we're tapping in. Now, in saying all this, there may be people listening that's like, this sounds great, but, you know, I've lost my job. Or this sounds great, but I lost someone to COVID. Or this sounds great, but I haven't seen my family in over a year. You know, there are actual very, very intense, very painful things happening. So none of these messages are to say that those things aren't real. It's like, oh, you lost your job. It's okay. You know, of course not. Of course not. And it's also saying that there is definitely beautiful light at this mountain, at the top of the mountain, that things are getting better every single day and will continue to get better. And it's almost like we can be utterly in despair and torture all the way up, or we can know that we're going to somewhere good. And when I connect in with my guides, I ask them, is this somewhere shitty? is this another pandemic we're going into? What's happening? And they said, no, it's going to be somewhere good, but it's going to take time. Time, there's that thing, time, the most frustrating thing on earth. I would say itchiness, like having an itch that you can't scratch, is just a horrible feeling. And dealing with time, you know what I mean? Having to be patient. But things are rolling out and things are unfolding. And as a spiritual medium, when I'm connecting in with these guides, so much that they want me to say, and so much of what they want me to say is to bring you this feeling of power within your own spirit, that you are braver, stronger, bigger, brighter, more powerful than maybe you know at this time. So if you want a way through 2021, tap into your inner strength, your inner power, and know that at any moment you have a choice to connect into spirit, to connect into God, and to connect into your own incredible healing power, loving power, force power, all of these amazing things. And that while there may be chaos, there is peace still within you. It is with you still. God is with you still. Your peace is with you still. And we can find it even in the darkest of places. So please don't take this that I'm painting 2021 in a bad light in any way. Things are definitely moving forward, not backwards, okay? Definitely moving forward. and know that a lot of 2021 is going to come from you, your heart, your spirit, and what you're doing, and where you are. Okay. Well, Happy New Year. That was like super intense. My guides were like really, they were deep in, right? That was super intense. But really know that, and know that this year there is more bright beauty ahead. I also want to say, you know, so many people write me that they are going through change and spiritual transformation and spiritual awakening. Yes. So for the ones that are okay, you know, and that maybe this was a tough year, but we're still okay. It's like, whoa, let's look back, man. Wow. Look what you've come through. Look what you've done. Look where you are. You may not feel like you're in a great place, right? You may not feel that way. That's okay. But you've come through. You're strong and you've survived and you've persevered and you're going to keep going and you're not going to stop here. This is not the end of the road. This is not the end of your path. This is not the end of your story. You've grown and you've changed and you've evolved. I would say as you go into 2021, seeking and learning and looking and seeking for your own inner power. If you are a spiritual seeker and you want to find more and delve deeper into spirit, go for it. Trust yourself. Look where you've been. Look how far you've come. This is amazing. Keep going. There is a huge, huge spiritual awakening and shift happening on this planet. A lot of people are saying they're feeling it here in 2021. I've been feeling it for about 15, 20 years. Huge changes, spiritual shifts. But yes, this is a big kind of crossroads here. And here we go. So if you're a spiritual person, you're having an awakening, don't be afraid. Keep going. You are truly not alone in this. So along with this and along with 2021, and we're finding our own inner strength and our own inner power, and we're keep on moving up, and we know that, you know, a lot of this is choose our own adventure, right? We are really digging in and digging in deeper to trusting ourselves and our own inner power, and knowing that if we want to delve deeper into spirit, spirit is, right? Spirit is still there. Spirit is still with you. A lot of people write me and they say, gosh, where are my guides? God, what happened this year, guys? Are you still with me? Oh, yes, more than ever. And this year may have really pulled the rug out from under you, but you're strong enough to now decide what you want to keep and what color rug you want to put back in, right? Choose your own adventure. You are that powerful. This is your time. This is your time. I hope this helps. I hope this helps. Happy New Year. God bless you guys. Know that 2021 is a time to continue moving up, moving on, moving forward, trusting yourself, trusting your power. Know that you are not alone in this quest and that spirit is absolutely with you. Your guides are with you. Your angels are with you. God is with you right now. As you're hearing these words, God is with you. God is right where you are. God is right where you are. And God is guiding you into 2021 and right there with you. So if you choose to look at that facet, it's there. It is there. Awesome. So what else? Someone asked me another question. Oh, now I'm forgetting it. Oh, they're asking me about my 2021, like my New Year's rituals and stuff like that. So like, here's the thing. And I'm not a super ritualistic person. So like, I mean, I have a morning routine and stuff, but I'm not like a super ritual person. So I don't have, you know, a New Year's thing that I do every single year. I'm usually like, you know, drinking champagne, to be really freaking honest with you guys. But I do think about a couple things. I think about last New Year's. I look through my pictures from that year to remember everything I've done and been through and thought about. I think about, like I said, the past New Year's, where I was, who I was with, what has happened. And then I think about, all right, well, if I could choose anything for this year, sorry, if you hear something weird, there's literally a mosquito buzzing around. There's a mosquito. It's 2 degrees outside. There's a mosquito in my office. Oh, it's so weird. This podcast has derailed. Stick with me. You guys know this is an authentic, organic podcast right here. You know I'm never bringing you any fake stuff. Happy New Year. So I look back, I look at my pictures, I think about last New Year's, I think about where I've been, and I absolutely think about goals for the year, 100%. I think about goals and I start actively manifesting them right away, right away. And I think about where I want the year to go, and I sometimes write them down, and then I think of things that I want to let go of. Sometimes I've taken pieces of paper and written on the paper things that I'm ready to release or lay down, and then I throw them in the fireplace and light them on fire and let them go, burn them up, lay them down, let them go, and move on. So I do those things, but I don't have like a per se like a very spiritual ritual. That's really something I do, but I do think about my year and where I want it to go. And for this year for me coming up, it's really about continuing to engage in relationships that are meaningful to me in a very positive way, continuing to communicate with my husband and continue to push the needle of our relationship into even further and more beautiful, positive, awesome spaces, as our communication and our marriage has just improved so much and gone forward in such a beautiful way. And I want to continue on with that. I want to continue to truly, be available to my kids and really focus on them and give them love and light and fun. I really want to bring my kids fun. I know that sounds funny, but I want to have fun with them and enjoy and laugh and play, and focus on that. I think sometimes as parents we get so caught up in the day-to-day and the work and the get this done and brush teeth and there's like so much stuff, and sometimes I'm remembering, oh yeah, let's just play. Let's play together and have fun. So that, and then I would say my big goals are really all about connecting with you guys. To be totally honest with you, I'm working on a mentorship. I'm making quotation points when I say mentorship, but a mentorship program or class. I do parentheses when I say mentorship because I don't feel like that's quite the right word for it. Like, I'm not trying to mentor someone to like do like me. You know what I mean? I'm just doing me. I want to explain what I do and how I got here. And hopefully that inspires other people, basically. I want to self-publish my book. And there's a couple other really cool things that I'm working on that I am excited to see come to fruition in 2021. So a lot of quote-unquote work stuff, although this doesn't feel like work. This is my life and my passion and who I am and my devotion to God. So that's a lot of what I have going on. I'm gonna say continue to do yoga, not eat when I'm not hungry. Can I throw that out there as well? So yeah, there's a lot of things, and I really take the New Year's to look back, look forward, and also release, let go of the things that are no longer serving you. But those are kind of the big things from my guides, really, with you guys, is just that there's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful summit ahead. And all will be well. And we're at different places on the mountain. It may take us different times to get there, but know that the ultimate end is a beautiful, beautiful place. But no matter how wonderful or fabulous or beautiful any place is, it's going to be what you focus on and how you focus on it. It's going to be up to you. You are that powerful. And that's why my guides are talking about digging for your inner strength and your inner power and how your perception of things, the way you're thinking about things, the way you're manifesting things. So much of this year ahead is coming from you. I hope that helps. I hope that gives you something to think about. I love you all so much. God bless you. Happy, happy New Year. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Thank you for being a part of this community. Please leave me a comment on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. Share this with others if you so choose. I love you guys. God bless you. Don't forget to follow me at Spiritual Medium Erica Gabriel on Instagram. God bless everybody. Be safe, stay safe, and know that no matter what you take away from this podcast or hearing me talk, just know you are truly never, ever, ever alone. God is with you. Your angels are with you. Your spirit guides are with you, and so am I. You are not alone. God bless you guys. Take care and happy New Year.